You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I wonder which Emiliano's location that Mount Lebanon teacher's going to for dinner tonight. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. In just a little bit, I'm going to tell you why there was a helicopter in the North Hills and ask you if it's too much or if that's just right. And we'll hear from Cam Hayward before we get out of here today. Reed's downtown. Hi, Reed.
So 3 years ago, I moved to Pittsburgh from Los Angeles.
Where in Los Angeles? Where do you live in Los Angeles?
West Hollywood.
Oh.
And okay. I wanted to get away from the traffic, the congestion, the toxic politics. And overall, I've had a good experience, but I have to tell you, the one thing that really concerns me about the city is we just really lack the infrastructure. I'm talking about the transportation infrastructure. I appreciate what Duquesne Light has talked about with the storm in April. However, in the 3 years that I've lived here, and I live in Churchill, my power has gone out probably at least 20 times.
I agree with you 100%. Yes.
I get on the parkway, and there's all this talk about, all this development, and it's really positive. I haven't heard anyone talking about addressing the transportation infrastructure. I mean, we have 376 has two lanes going both ways. I understand that, it's an old city and everything, but this is crazy. We should never have this amount of congestion and traffic based on the number of people that work here. So if we're going to do the development, we have to have city leaders talking about the infrastructure and addressing that problem.
Okay, I agree with you there. Now,
you've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
There presents unlike West Hollywood to LAX or West Hollywood to wherever you wanted to get around town, there presents a topography issue here in Pittsburgh with rivers, with hills, with quasi mountains in the way. You follow me, Reed?
Yeah.
Where you were formerly, there essentially is all the way out almost to the Inland Empire, kind of a perfect grid system. Like you see it when you fly over in the air, how everything is a perfect rectangle or square. You can't build that here because of the way our topography is, which presents much of a problem. And I think that is one of the big hangups. Now, to get to where you are, outside of knocking down the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, blowing through that mountain, and doing something different, I don't know how much can happen, Reed.
Please do.
We tried to build a city in and around three rivers, which need a million bridges, in and around untold amount of hills and different little nooks and crannies, and it becomes very tough. Now, I think it's a glaring error that there isn't a better public transportation system, particularly that goes out east and that goes up north to a place like Cranberry and that goes to the airport, Reed. I'll give you that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I mean, look, you're right. There are obvious constraints given the unique way that the city is laid out. But I have to just say this, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse if we talk about increasing the development, increasing the population. So I don't know what the solution is, but it is something that does concern me and a lot of my neighbors in the community. So
yeah, well, I thank you for the call. It's tough. It just is. The one thing, though, that I will say is Pittsburgh traffic comparative to other traffic is actually not that bad. You go to the Dallas Metroplex. You go to Chicago. You go to L.A., like he was talking about. You go to the Bay Area. You go some other places, and it's actually comparative. It's not that bad. That's why I always chuckle, though, whenever people talk about having a Super Bowl here, and I still have my apprehensions about having the NFL draft. They're just going to have to totally block out the whole Golden Triangle and in and around the North Shore to any vehicular traffic. And we're going to have to be bussed in or shuttled in to that area. There's no way they're going to allow cars to come all the way in. Because if you take like a regular rush hour in the morning, if one tractor trailer loses a wheel going down Green Tree Hill, the whole city's paralyzed for like 7 hours. Same thing on 28. If one truck jackknifes by Millvale, it's backed up to freaking Katanning. Like, that just can't be the case. So I do have my apprehensions about if this NFL draft is going to work. And when people talk about, what about a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh? No, never it's going to happen. Jack's in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Watch yourself.
How you doing?
Good. Hey. How was your weekend?
Good, I think. Well, you know, the Eagles won.
Why are you an Eagles fan?
Well, I'm not. I just, you know.
Margo likes them. Do you know Margo likes the Eagles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We discussed that earlier.
Oh, how did that conversation go?
It was great.
Yes.
Hey, Margo, they're 2-0. Yeah.
They are 2-0. What about your Pitt Panthers? Not so good.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Man, you are happy today, Jack. You're not too down about these football results. I thought you'd be.
Oh, no. What are you going to, you know, I mean, you're supposed to catch a ball.
You're right about that. What did you think when my man let that kickoff hit the ground?
And it went in the end zone and they scored?
Yes. No, the other one that hit the ground that he didn't catch. Yes, the one that went in the end zone, Jack.
You're supposed to catch it.
I know. It's the most elementary thing you learned when you're 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's up?
Oh, well.
Nothing
can do.
Yeah. What else is up?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Just drinking beer. Calling you.
Uh-huh.
Going to watch the news, and I'm watching the news about that woman in Armstrong County.
What a sad story. I read it at 4 o'clock this morning when I woke up. I was looking through the different news stories, and the story gets so reprehensible. She had 3 different babies in the same house and wrapped them in towels and just left them to die.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy. People could do that.
I agree. That story, because of all the news cycle and everything going on right now, it's like kind of not getting as much juice as I thought it would. But it's just, there's so many questions I have. Did any neighbors see her? Who were the fathers of these kids? Did the landlord check on her more? Did she pay her rent, and did anybody see her? Did she pay it by check? She ultimately got evicted, so she didn't keep up with it enough. But 3 different pregnancies, and nobody really raised any red flags. Oh, it's just terrible, terrible story.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.